In the headlines, steady lines at the polls with less than 6 hours to go in the St. James North by-election. A political scientist predicts that the long lines and steady turnout is a signal that the incumbent party will have a huge victory. The candidates who are all ineligible to vote in St. James North were out early mobilizing constituents. An adjournment in the disciplinary committee of the Barbados Bar Association hearing. And the Barbados Horticulture Society has won another gold award at the Chelsea Flower Show. This is the latest, the lunchtime edition. I'm Barry Wilkinson, details up ahead. There were steady lines at polling stations this morning into afternoon around the St. James North constituency as the by-election commenced. A section of the 8,500 plus voters have been exercising their constitutional right as BLP's Chad Blackman, DLP's Felicia Dujon, and Independents Stephanie Williams and Alex Mitchell seek a seat in Parliament. Starcom Network's Philippe Amy and Ricardo Roberts have been out on the trail. Let's start our coverage with Philippe Amy at the Gordon Greenwich Primary School. Philippe, what's the latest?
Well, good afternoon to you, Barry. The polls opened this morning at 6 a.m. sharp as officials from the Electoral and Boundaries Commission. They were at various stations just after 5 a.m. What we saw were long lines this morning and a bit of a rush at two stations in particular, St. Albans Primary School and also at Gordon Greenwich Primary. From the early reports, the process was relatively smooth, but a few voters had concerns about the pace of the process. At the moment, things are extremely quiet at most of the seven stations assigned. Currently, we're on the road meeting the candidates and as they mobilize their supporters for this afternoon session, where we expect to see long lines again after 4 p.m. as people come in from work into 6 p.m. when the polls officially close. From there, all the attention will head to the Compton Center at Gordon Greenwich Primary under the watchful eye of returning officer Anthony Graves. Reporting from the constituency of St. James North for the by-election, I'm Philippe Amy for Starcom Network News.
All right, thanks, Philippe. Well, Ricardo Roberts spoke with Chad Blackman, also at Gordon Greenwich Primary.
This is definitely a steady turnout this morning. Persons are very eager to vote. This is a long-term relationship that I'm forging with the people. I've said it through the campaign. I've said it even before the by-election was triggered. I've been in the constituency on the ground every day over the last year. For me, this is something where I want to be with the people long-term. And why is that? I serve Barbados in different ways, starting from the grassroots right up, internationally, regionally. But now is the time for me to use all those experiences and skills to benefit the people of St. James North, and by extension, the country. So this is no one-off thing. Irrespective of the outcome, I'm here for the long haul.
That's BLP's Chad Blackman. We also caught up with Felicia Dujon, who was assisting an elderly person, also at the Gordon Greenwich Primary School.
People have been waiting for this day, so many persons started voting very early this morning. And so what we really need to do right now is just to encourage persons to exercise their democratic right. It is an encouraging sign when any citizen exercises their democratic right. And I think that is what the emphasis is, that they need to come and exercise that right. They have that fundamental rights to vote and to determine their governance in their country. When God determines anything, I will just follow his lead.
That is the DLP candidate, Felicia Dujon. Also at Gordon Greenwich was Stephanie Williams. She's quite confident of doing well in the election.
I believe that I will have gotten my message across to those who needed to hear it. And in terms of victory, I believe I have already won. Persons look for victory in physical. I more focus on the spiritual. So who understands, understands.
Well, one of the common things that we hear with third parties, independents, and so on, is that you guys appear during the election process, and afterwards, if you don't win, you go invisible. What are your intentions, regardless of the result this evening?
Well, that is definitely not me. I've been doing community work for the last 14 years, like I've said before, and each of the programs that I have initiated, I always see them through.
That's independent Stephanie Williams. Starcom Network was unable to locate Alex Mitchell. Well, a political scientist who will be part of Starcom's expert panel tonight from 8 p.m. does not believe that the steady lines of voters is a positive sign for the challenging parties. Devron Bruce spoke with Starcom Network News.
Generally, people think that long lines and steady lines are an indication of how to turn out and an indication of change. But in a constituency like St. James North, where you have not seen a strong push by the opposition over the years, I think it's just really an indication that the current administration is able to get its vote out to have a resounding, I would say, victory or success. So I think it's really the effectiveness maybe of the Barbados Labour Party's campaign. I mean, the final vote will tally and tell us, but it just appears as though you just have a circumstance where the underground campaign seems to be working in St. James North.
That's political scientist Devron Bruce in the Lunchtime Edition. The Court of Appeal was this morning unable to hear the recommendations of the Disciplinary Committee of the Barbados Bar Association regarding a finding of professional misconduct against Attorney-at-Law Vaughan de Pyle. Ms. Pyle was absent from the proceedings before Chief Justice Leslie Haynes and has been served notice for appearance. The adjournment will now be Friday, May 30th, 2025, when it should be heard. The court will determine what disciplinary sanctions, if any, should be imposed on Ms. Pyle, who resumed legal practice after serving a 3-year prison sentence for theft. Possible outcomes include dismissal of the application, a reprimand, suspension, or disbarment. For the 23rd year in a row, the Barbados Horticultural Society has won a gold award at the Chelsea Flower Show. This year's theme was Bajans Love to Play, which paid tribute to 5 pastimes that Barbadians enjoy at a world-class event, whether rooted in tradition, practiced professionally, or simply for the love of it. These pastimes included cricket, drafts, row tennis, mass, and dominoes. Our top stories. Steady lines at the polls with less than 6 hours to go in the St. James North by-election. A political scientist predicts that the long lines and steady turnout is a signal that the incumbent party will have a huge victory. The candidates, who are all ineligible to vote in St. James North, were out early mobilizing constituents. An adjournment in the Disciplinary Committee of the Barbados Bar Association hearing against Attorney-at-Law Vaughan de Pyle and the Barbados Horticultural Society has won another gold medal at the Chelsea Flower Show. This has been the latest, the Lunchtime Edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.